This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Yes, there's the good and the bad here. I'm surveying the folks working on the program. Jay Kirshner is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. We are here to bring you up to date on what is going on conversationally and otherwise. Most of the stories there's an obligation on our part to, as a gift, to give you some comments about things that are going on that probably most everybody else is talking about. And then there is an obligation on my part, I feel strongly, about presenting good news, different news, stories that you won't have heard that may not affect you personally or right now, but they'll have some impact sooner or later. For example, in Mexico, the first long-distance hiking and cycling trail has been finished in the Yucatan, which is probably the nicest area in Mexico. The Yucatan Peninsula. They've put this cycling trail through a lot of the old colonial places, old haciendas that you'd see in old movies maybe, a lot of sacred sites, archaeological sites.
If you're a history buff,
yes,
you would love this.
Yeah, right. This is sort of, if you go to the Cancun area, it can be kind of difficult. Most people who are Americans that go there want to go to Cancun. They don't want to mess with what's in between, frankly. The Mayan area, you know, the civilizations that were there, pretty amazing. When you look at the way those old structures were built, you understand what went on. It's kind of like the pyramids, in a manner of speaking. A lot of it was mysterious. Well, the Mayan culture was mysterious, and pretty much everything around it was mysterious. It wasn't just in Mexico. It was down in Belize and some other Central American countries. Anyway, so if you're looking to plan a trip down to this part of Mexico where the hiking trail goes through a lot of the Mayan cultural areas, I think it'd be great to, as long as the topography is level. I don't like riding bikes up and down hills. I like riding them on the flat because it's, you know, frankly, a lot of work riding up a hill, and it's kind of dangerous riding down the hill because everybody does. They just let the bike go freewheeling, right? You go down a hill or on a road that you don't know. I did this once in one of the Colorado Rockies, and I don't know why I didn't bust my you-know-what. Because I was going down, the car behind me, it clocked me on my bike at 70 miles an hour. Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness. How far did you fly?
It was a couple of miles. I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was like 3 or 4 miles down the hill. It was not the smartest thing I ever did by any stretch of the imagination.
But before that happened, it was fun, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't have any. It was nothing.
Let's be real.
Yeah, it wasn't. I didn't get hurt. I just, you know, it was flying. I almost felt like, you know, you put your hands out. Look, Ma, no hands. But that would have been kind of dumb.
Which is usually followed by, look, Ma, no teeth.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So anyway, the Camino area in central Mexico, a good place to go for a ride, should you be motivated to do that, and I don't recommend you doing it at 70 miles an hour. That brings me around to, there seem to be a lot more motorcycles on the road today. Have you noticed that? And they're driving like nutbirds. These kids on bikes, you know, there's two groups in my experience. The older guys that like the big hogs, the Harleys, the people that are my age, they go out on the weekend with their woman. And they take
it's more of a joyride than primary mode of transportation.
Yeah. And they try to, make as much noise as possible with the mufflers on the Harleys. But then there are these kids. Yesterday I'm going
where the heck was I going? I don't know. I was on a major highway, and I was doing 70, 65, 70, 75. And these two guys in a Yamaha, they were both Yamaha bikes, went by me like I was standing still. They had to have been doing 90, 95 miles an hour. I don't get what you think is going to happen to you if there's an accident. You're done. You're toast. You're finished.
Yes, or when they're weaving through. And not all motorcycles are dangerous. There are so many that abide by the laws. Just like motorists. There's a lot of motorists who are dangerous and not looking. And you should always look, because sometimes there are people who will go between the lanes. They'll go riding along the dotted line, or they'll use the shoulder and weave in and out. And it can be so bad. My husband and I witnessed a horrific crash. We didn't actually see the crash, but it was a motorcycle came flying past us, and we both looked at each other and we're like, that guy needs to slow down, he's going to end up killing himself. And then we got a few miles up the road, we saw a bunch of cars that were all stopped, their lights were on, and as we approached, and it was at near an exit, and people were out of their car and they just looked distraught, and everybody slowed down, of course, because some of the lanes were closed off because of these cars. And then we see the motorcycle, and then we see the rider, and nobody is near the rider, and his head was rotated. And that's an image, like, I get chills just thinking about it. That's an image I will never get out of my head. And it can be so dangerous, even just driving that fast, even vehicles driving that fast, so dangerous.
Yep, there's a lesson to be learned there for sure. So let's, you think about it, and you wonder again what, and parents who buy their children these expensive bikes when they just get their licenses, they don't know how to drive. They don't know how to confront the problems on the road. Even if it isn't a car, with so much now, the construction around the country, so much of that going on, and they, in resurfacing the roads, they grind up the surface. So there are, when they're done, the road surface is not smooth, and if it's wet, it's very dangerous. You go with a bump, you know, there's always like a 2-inch drop where they grind, start the grindings, and maybe they'll have a sizes bump. But you're way, if you're going 70 miles an hour, you'll be up in the air. You will not go down directly. You'll be up in the air for a few seconds, and you can't control the bike when you're up in the air. At all. So anyway,
even the professionals who do like the stunt jumps and stuff,
right,
they're more so controlling their bodies around their motorcycle and the bikes rather than actually trying to do anything with the bikes themselves.
You got to, that's good. Watch that stuff. I remember there was once it was the Willindas, the guy who had a motorcycle that had no tires on it. It just had the wheels. So the wheels have the indentation where they take the ribs of the tire and hold them onto the wheel. So I went across between two high buildings, like he was, it was the Willenda act, only on a motorbike, not just walking across it. So he's, can you imagine? He's trying to keep the motorcycle, obviously, on the level and balanced. And he's got a big pole, and he's actually driving the motorcycle. I think I've seen bicyclists do that, too. Good God. Okay, let's have some food for thought when it comes to the air that you're breathing, shall we, for a moment or two? 15 past the hour on Good Day. There are new air purifiers from the folks at Eden Pure. This is proven technology that will quickly destroy the odors, the mold, the viruses, all the stuff that you don't want around you in your home or your office. There are all kinds of ways. I've teased about me having the thunderstorm down in the kitchen because I usually overcook whatever it is that I'm cooking, especially if it's fish. And fish, when you overcook, it stinks. So you want to get rid of that? That's what my thunderstorm air purifier does. Do the same for you. 250,000 of these puppies have been sold, so you know these devices work. If you don't want to breathe dirty air, and who does, you don't have to buy any filters, just buy the item itself. You can actually, matter right now, you can, as a matter of fact, get three for the price of six, in essence, or you turn it around, you can get a $200 savings on three thunderstorms, or for the same money, you can buy six thunderstorms. Shipping is free when you use the discount code DUG3. So go to EdenPureDeals.com for this compact, great way to clean and freshen the air in your house, if you're traveling in your hotel room, wherever. EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code DUG3 to save $200 on three thunderstorm air purifiers to keep you healthy.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words.
So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Okay, so here we are extolling the value and virtue, Jay, of America's Got Talent. It seems that the season is over now, and the new champions are a Lebanese dance troupe called the Mayas. You know, America's Got Talent has been on for 17 seasons? Good God.
That, it seems longer and yet not that long at the same time.
Well, people confuse because that's where Simon Cowell is. And they confuse him because he started with America's Got Talent. And that started, what, 21 years ago?
American Idol, yeah.
American Idol,
what
did I say?
So long ago. When there were two hosts, or not two hosts. Yeah, two MCs. It was Ryan Seacrest and then, who was it, Dunkelman?
I don't remember the other one. It didn't leave that
show how long ago that was.
Exactly. Yeah, right. So, anyway, did anybody see this dance troupe? And how is it? I know that Sofia Vergara made a lot of noise about them.
Oh, and Heidi Klum. And a lot of people, what they were saying was they definitely already seemed Vegas show ready.
Quality.
Were, I don't watch the show, but I did see clips of the dance routines.
Yeah, I did too.
They are mesmerizing. Uh-huh. It really was very
cool. I don't like watching those shows anymore. Because many of the, especially the singing, it's all singing, it all sounds the same. They're all trying to do something, the same thing as everybody else is trying to do. And it's just boring. There's got to be, if you have talent, and this show recognized that it isn't just about singing, it's about a lot of different things in terms of
just
talent or entertainment.
In general.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
There's comedians and magicians. Yeah. I
would like to see somebody milk a cow on America's Got Talent. I think that should be something.
I don't think that would stand in Vegas.
Hey, it's 21 after the hour, eh?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
One of the things this year that's really troubled me and my farm and some of the neighboring farms that have sweet corn, the birds. Man, the birds this year, I don't remember it being this bad. But there is some information from a wildlife biologist that I saw, and they have a number of suggestions as to how to disperse the birds.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody's heard about the bird, but bird is the word. Okay. Yeah, bird is the word. It is the word. And the word from several different sources. We're actually want to concentrate on UNORC City for a moment here with a couple of stories in the celebrity department. So we'll get to those. Check out our social media as well. And you can submit or suggest things that you've noticed that were trending that you think are interesting. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. So to the Big Apple after this.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, the new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you're conniving, little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates have subject to policy terms.
All right, so Cardi B has given back to the middle school where she had some epiphanies, apparently, on singing. Mm-hmm. So she gave $100,000. Middle school is in the Bronx where she grew up. Announced that she'd be donating this, shared it on Instagram. See, I think people who do this are looking for more than just to give. I think if you are the one who announces it, I think it kind of looks shabby, feels dirty. First, maybe not dirty, but it feels like it's self-promotional. So you write them a check for $100,000, and you give it to them, and if they want to talk about you giving it, that's swell. But when you talk about it, right? Am I right or not?
To each their own. I get where you're coming from. I feel like the fact that she surprised them and donated $100,000, I don't care who promoted it. That's awesome.
Well, it is. Actually, given the fact it's a public school and they need that kind of help. But I would think that Queens and Brooklyn and places in the inner city would be hard-pressed for having any extra, shall we say. Somebody else we associate with the Big Apple is Sarah Jessica Parker. She is a New Yorker. She did play Carrie Bradshaw. It was all about New York City. But now, as she's in the new Hocus Pocus, she plays Sarah Sanderson, who's 300-year-old. Witches.
Yeah. 300
years old.
Her role.
I had to go back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And two iconic roles, Carrie Bradshaw and Sarah Sanderson. And the thing is that the Hocus Pocus filming was supposed to take place, I think, a week after it was that they ended up starting. So within the same week, she had to transition from the mindset of Carrie Bradshaw to Sarah Sanderson.
Yeah, right. So the witch, is she the witchiest of the witches on Hocus Pocus 2?
I would say Bette Midler is probably like the ringleader of the three sisters.
Right, yeah. Sounds like a perfect movie for you. Jay and Doug together at 28 after here on Good Day.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated. Like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. So you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Napa!
At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return.
Napa!
Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two jets carrying illegal immigrants has arrived at Martha's Vineyard. A Massachusetts state senator, Democrat Julian Cryer. The state representative serving Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket claims it's a political stunt.
They're looking just for a better life. And to see this gotcha moment, this stunt, really used for political gain is pretty disgusting.
Governor Ron DeSantis said he sent the illegal immigrants to spread the financial burden Biden's open borders are having on border states. Good news for America's economy. A tentative agreement in the possible railroad strike has been reached. The White House said in a statement that the tentative deal is an important win for our economy and the American people. Thursday night football tonight is an AFC West showdown. The Chargers at the Chiefs is only streaming on Prime Video. Lance Pry, USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
There's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that, too.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour on the Thursday, September 15th. The Ides of September are upon us. Your friend Doug Steffen with your friend Jay Kirshner. We're all friends here on the Good Day program. Celebrating, I don't know if celebrating is the... Well, if you get sober, I suppose that's something to celebrate. We should have talked about this yesterday. We were having all that discussion about the drunks up in Portland and the Northeast and how much beer there is there and how people are drinking themselves silly. So, anyway, this is maybe a day late and a day short, but it's worth it because this is actually National Sober Month, created a couple of years ago by Real Aligned Women who identify themselves as Sisterhood for Sobriety. This idea is sponsored by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. It's about renewing your commitment to stay sober, marking the start of a journey to get yourself sober. A lot of people in this country suffer from substance abuse, whether it's alcohol, whether it's the wrong drugs. But no matter what, a lot of people die every year
My mother was a victim of this. Alcohol, for sure, is the first thing we think about. It's been part of culture for as long as you can probably remember.
Mm-hmm. It's
fermenting grains. Yeah, it's they make it smell good and taste good, so you'll drink more. But then the more you drink, the worse it is for you in all sorts of ways. This stuff is so much sugar in it, eats away at your circulatory system, eats away at your brain. Ay, ay, ay. That's why I don't understand. People say, "Ah, you party pooper." No, unless you want to die, this is a great route. I've seen it. I saw my mother kill herself drinking. And so if you want to kiss off by the time you're 50 like my mother did, okay, help yourself. Drink it up. Booze it up. Otherwise, use some...
drink responsibly.
Drinking in moderation. Yeah, right. Moderation.
Yeah, some people can do so responsibly and in moderation.
Right.
Other people cannot. And what is it, especially wine, like a glass of red wine?
Yeah. 88,000 people a year die from alcohol poisoning, if you will. When you look at our country and then you compare the stats to places like Russia, Eastern Europe, where there are 10 times that many people dying every year because, you know, there's a whole, most of the society, like it or not, are alcoholics. In 7000 BC, the Chinese produced the first alcohol, the fermented drink from grapes and berries and honey and rice. I bet that tasted pretty good, right? Grapes, hawthorn berries together with honey and rice. I think that sounds actually pretty good.
I know a lot of people do like a dessert wine or a blackberry wine and put it over vanilla
some
ice
sweet.
Cream.
Yep. Yum, yum. All right, so let's just think about being sober and what that's all about. Here's something that's beautiful. There's, you know, not a lot of good to say about China. And this doesn't, I don't know, this, I'm going to attribute this, I just chalk it up to not everybody and everything is bad. These crystals that were discovered, remember the Chinese sent a rocket up to the moon in 2020. And they did some exploring like we did. They got some new material and they brought it back here. And they've discovered that there is, this crystal is something that... It's called, what is it, changesite, I think, a mineral found only in the moon so far, according to what we know about it anyway.
It's like these column crystals. They're really pretty.
Yeah. So the Chinese have been to the moon, the Americans have been to the moon, and the Soviets have been to the moon. So what do you think is going to happen next? We're going to, some quick thinking... warmonger is going to say, okay, let's use the moon as a base so that we can send explosives from the moon back to the Earth. Some moron somewhere has got that in his mind, you can be sure.
Or it's going to be the new mining reality show.
Yeah, that could be. Yep, right. All right, let's see here. Florida in the news today. The governor, Ron DeSantis, sent a couple of plane loads of migrants, illegal migrants, to Martha's Vineyard yesterday. I laugh about this. You know, the Republican-led states that are upset about... This is one thing the Republicans have 100% right. The immigration system in this country is such mayhem, such a mess, so screwed up, so politicized... and so DeSantis says, okay, all these people that come into Florida, put them on a plane. Let's see how they do in Martha's Vineyard, which is, as we all know, very upscale. Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, two of the most upscale places to vacation and have hideaway places in the country, if not the world. So if you're a Martha's Vineyard person, my sister and her husband own a house in Martha's Vineyard, and they've never invited me there. I think... Maybe there's a message in that, I know going to the islands is a lot of fun. Martha's Vineyard is great, and Nantucket is even better, I think, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, so the governor 3 weeks ago said that the program of moving some of these migrants out had been on sort of a hiatus, but now the Florida Department of Transportation says, okay, we'll hire in a couple of planes. Let's take these people up to Martha's Vineyard and just drop them off. See you later. So, be interesting to see where this all goes. There's a lot of footage of it on television yesterday. Do you think the people in Martha's Vineyard are going to embrace their new neighbors? I wouldn't hold my breath for that. Anyway, so that's that story. The heir to Estee Lauder has convinced Donald Trump that the U.S. ought to buy Greenland. She talked to Trump when he was still president, and it's coming out now. Apparently, the administration spent a lot of time studying the idea as to whether or not we should buy Greenland. Interesting, the things that are coming out in all of these notes that have been found.
Yeah.
Right? Here's another one. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, he got his phone yanked yesterday. And I don't know, I think they're looking into some other stuff from him. Voter machine tam. What did he do? I don't remember that story.
His support for
but it has nothing to do with him actually tampering with the voting machine.
Who knows? But one of the things I've been seeing floating around on Twitter is how people are asking, why is there such a focus on Lindell and people still haven't really been prosecuted or charged with anything?
Because he's visible.
Epstein's little black book.
Yeah. There's overkill galore here. The Democrats look really bad, as they should. There's a lot of just pure politics and vitriol and a waste of my money and your money. This is taxpayer money. What the hell? Why do we send FBI agents to chase around Mike Lindell? Who thinks that's a good use of your tax dollars? I don't, by any stretch of the imagination. Not at all. For those of you who worried about the railroad companies and the unions going on strike, you can rest easy because last night at midnight they reached a tentative deal to avoid the strike. When you think about it, though, how much freight travels by rail? You hear the ads, America's needs go by truck. Well, a third of all the freight in this country moves on a freight train. So imagine what that would have done should they have gone on strike, not only to our economy here, but because so much is made in America and shipped overseas, and vice versa. They use the trains to get the stuff when they come to port. They put those cargo containers onto flat cars, and they bring them where they're supposed to go. Locally, if you've ever driven around the 101 or the 405 near San Pedro, which is where the port is, the port of Los Angeles, actually in San Pedro, the trucks, there are thousands every day of trucks that haul the containers out of the port and bring them to their need, to the distribution and distribution locations. But that's locally. Nationally, hauling those things, there are freight trains in the ports, and they put the box containers onto the freight trains, and they haul them out to wherever they're going. Let's say they're going to Denver. They're not going to put them on a truck. They put them on a train. Or they're going to St. Louis. Or they're going to Dallas or whatever. They put them on a train. So that would have been not good for business at this point in time. But anyway, so we're all set there. Apparently the talks lasted 20 or 21 hours. And then, you know, it's good. The Biden folks were able to straighten that out, so that's good. Mm. A lot of pressure is building on Prince Harry. The people of Sussex, some have petitioned to remove his title because they don't like seeing him and Meghan holding hands at the Queen's, what are we calling them? The calling hours.
Their public display of affection.
Oh, my God. These narrow-minded Brits, give it a break.
But here's the thing. They weren't the only ones holding hands. Princess Anne's daughter, Zara, was holding hands with her husband. Right. Prince Andrew, I can't remember if it was Eugenie or Beatrice, but one of them were holding hands with their husband.
Yeah. All right, coming up in a moment.
Harry and Meghan were under fire.
There's a situation, including a stripper and a nursing home, that we should discuss. That's a pretty interesting combination of thought. Strippers and nursing homes coming right up here. on Good Day. Meanwhile, it's time to march your way into good health using Calitrin, America's number one weight loss formula, all natural. It works so well, 86% success rate. You hear my friend Elizabeth Piller talking about that all the time. And there are ways. She's one of the consultants. When you call or you go online and you want to engage with some of the folks to get your weight loss program specifically for you, the help you need, the science you need to understand, that sort of thing, it's all part of the deal. Time-tested ingredients, healthy weight loss, and more importantly, keeping the weight off. That's the most important part of weight management. And the good news is Calitrin helps you rebuild lean muscle and repair the tissue that kind of is disturbed when you lose a lot of weight. So help yourself to good health. Keep the weight off. Use Calitrin. Find the info and the order at toploss.com, if you please. That's toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, a lot of pictures of this. You see these, Jay? A group of veterans in wheelchairs.
Senior citizen veterans.
Yes, right.
Senior citizens.
A nursing home hired a stripper to celebrate a holiday over in Taiwan. So this veterans home, which is run by the state for military veterans, they issued an apology. I don't understand why. I can't imagine anyway.
The appropriate place to send pulse rates flying to to mess with the heartbeat.
It's good for them. Come on. What's the matter? The stripper's a little skinny, but, there's a little good time was had by all, I think. Right? Anybody die?
I don't think any of the veterans were like, no need to apologize.
Yeah, right.
Let's make it once a week.
Yeah, right.
Stripper Saturdays. Let's do it. Right. Make it a thing.
We ought to do. Maybe it was a lesson here in America. Maybe one of the things we could do to honor our vets, the government ought to pay for strippers to go to the veterans hospitals around the country. It wouldn't be, the treatment they get in most of the vets' hospitals is horrible anyway, so let's bring it up a notch. How about that? Huh? And maybe bring some tomatoes with you, too. The strippers, my advice to strippers who go visit guys in the veterans' facilities, bring some tomatoes. You get that, if it's maybe a little inside, but it would help. Okay, 10 before the hour here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
From Chips. I want to tell you a story, Chucker.
Yeah.
I do a local television program here about the community in which I live. And yesterday we did our TV show for this week, and we had the chief of police, a wonderful guy's name is Lester Baker, and I asked him why he wanted to be a police officer. So what do you think his response was, given the fact that
he watched Chips as a kid?
Loved Chips as a kid, and that's why he became a police.
And here's that's really cool. Actually, Chips was a really cool show. Yeah. I didn't realize it premiered this day, September 15, 1977. So that's the same year that Star Wars and Close Encounters of the Third Kind came out in movie theaters. That Chips premiered on NBC. It became a hit. It starred an actor named Larry Wilcox. He played John Eric Estrada, who got a lot of the Teen Beat magazine type photo ops, played Punch. I remember as the show went on a little, they never got along. That was public knowledge. They did not like each other. Larry did not like Eric at all.
No.
And then they brought Bruce Jenner in to the cast, and then Larry Wilcox wound up taking off a season because he held out for more money, and then Bruce Jenner became the main character on that program. But I always liked it. I thought it was a good concept. It was one of those shows, what they call a good company show. Like, you sort of enjoyed hanging out with the cast every week.
Likeable.
Sort of like Chicago Fire now. I have that same reaction the Chicago Fire now. I said, I like the cast. I enjoy it. It's
not my art, but it's very good.
It's
I find it over the top. It's like the NCIS shows now. They've taken out a lot of the good characters, and they've put in politically correct characters, and it's annoying, number one, because they're not good actors. And the people that were there that were good actors that are gone, it just takes away from the storyline. And so I'm not with you. I don't like that whole idea of changing the cast because they needed to make it more representative of America. Come on. It's a TV show, for God's sakes.
But, you know, it's interesting, you know, that the politic aspect aside, as shows go on, if you look at, like, let's go back. If you look at a show like Three's Company, right, that was a very entertaining, successful sitcom. Yeah. And other than John Ritter, they basically almost flipped the entire cast over from Norman Fell to Don Knotts and Suzanne Somers left and they brought in Priscilla Barnes and Jenny Lee Harrison, and it worked. Like, it actually, that show actually worked just as well with a flipped cast as it did with the original cast. That does happen, and obviously Cheers is one of the big examples. Kirstie Alley took over from Shelley Long, who is a mainstay and helped really kickstart that show for many, many years. So it does, and then the bartender when Woody Harrelson took over for the other guy, forget his name. That guy was great, and Woody Harrelson was awesome on that show. So, I mean, it does work, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah. All right, in a moment, we'll talk about the changes or what we know now because of a new book about Legally Blonde right after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
So Selma Blair was on with Drew Barrymore on a show talking about Legally Blonde, and the ending was supposed to be different than it was. And how often does that happen in a movie?
A lot.
They change the end of it.
Tell you, one of the biggest change ending that changed movie history was at the end of Rocky V. In the script, Rocky was supposed to die. Stallone got cold feet, and they changed that.
Three
more.
Makes sense, exactly, because they needed to do some more of them. All right, Chuck, and we needed more of them, too.
Thank you, Chuck Curry,
here with us on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.